What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for being with us on this February the 9th, 2023. And we're talking about big tech, what they did to you and me. We got so much to share with you. Oh, my goodness. The Hill is like going ballistic. And the Democrats, they're fighting Republicans who supporting what? The Constitution. So, Shannon.
So, Will.
They've had these hearings going on for, I guess, a couple of days now, right?
Yep, started yesterday.
And yesterday, we played and talked about AOC, where she's talking about the Hunter Biden laptop, saying it was a half-fake story about the Hunter Biden laptop. And you mentioned something about the Democrats are basically acting like defendant lawyers.
Yeah, they act like they're the defense team for Twitter.
Defense team for these people who've committed this corruption.
Yeah, and if they're you ask fighting me, the Republicans.
If you ask me, they're defending this corruption because it's all the Democrats. The Democrats are behind it. They were happy that Twitter was blocking conservatives, the conservative voice, because it's to their benefit.
Yeah, in fact, they were upset that they weren't doing more.
Yes.
Right?
They wanted them to do more about blocking conservatives on these platforms.
Which is why, you know, it's interesting because in one part of the hearing, they asked Twitter, basically Trump, he has a temper on him, I get it. And you know, he got into it with that Christy Teigen, you know, star. And he had asked, his team had asked Twitter to block her account. And they refused to, right? So they asked, the Democrats asked Twitter, has Biden ever reached out to you and asked you to block anybody? No, right?
Right.
Only Trump did. And I'm sitting here going,
Trump.
Biden doesn't have to ask. He's got the FBI. He
right.
has all the congresspeople like
DOJ.
Shit. He's got the Department of Justice. I mean, he has all these people working for him. Of course.
But they
of course
did. But
Biden
they,
doesn't need to do it.
Right. But they did show proof that the Biden regime, his administration, was actually in communication with these tyrants at Twitter.
100%. Far
to block,
more than Trump.
Yes. To block people free speech. Did Trump do it?
He did ask Twitter to block some people like Christy Teigen. Yeah, he did. And they did it, you know, which is fine. But
what was his reasoning for wanting to block Christy Teigen?
She was trashing Trump. They were getting into it pretty heavy on Twitter.
Wait a minute. Was this the episode? No. Okay. I think I know what you're talking about. President Trump actually blocked her from his Twitter account. You know, you can go in there, you can block somebody.
Yeah.
So there was a lawsuit against President Trump because him being the president blocked a citizen, to my understanding. And basically they're saying that he violated her First Amendment rights. If I remember that's the same story, because there was a lawsuit after President Trump started blocking these people that were being extremely nasty on Twitter. They were saying all this nasty stuff, but he didn't go, he didn't call Twitter, did he?
It's a true story. His administration did ask Twitter to take her account down or whatever because she was talking about him. You know, she was trashing him. It was all over the place, right? But she's not the only one that trashed him. But you know, Trump, he gets really upset. He only did it one time that I know of. They probably slapped him on the hand, you know. His administration said, I probably shouldn't do that, right? And so he never did it again. But and they didn't take it down. It was publicized, though. It's not like he was hiding anything. It's
no, he wasn't like, hiding it. But,
you know.
But I remember the story of him actually blocking him, but I never heard about him actually talking to Twitter about blocking someone, and because it's kind of odd to me that that would happen because he knew how much Twitter hated him. And these communists at Twitter, they most definitely wouldn't do it. If someone's on there really talking really nasty about President Trump, you know, he had to have known that they weren't going to remove him if he did ask.
Well, you know, he would talk directly to Jack Dorsey.
Yeah, but still.
The under people.
Yeah, but still.
You know.
But still. I mean, they're not going to. I mean, Jack Dorsey, he even admitted that the stuff that he was doing was wrong.
He did. Yeah.
So I don't, you know, it's kind of hard pressed to believe. I think it was the story of him actually blocking him because there was a lawsuit to get him to unblock.
It's just, they even had it in the hearing yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well,
I was in the hearing.
I didn't. That's my first time hearing about it. But maybe, you know.
And they said,
no.
You know, the Democrats are like, oh, but did Biden do it?
And I'm Biden going, did
Biden
do
it. Biden doesn't have to do it.
But he did himself. Do it. They actually have proof that he did it, and they tried to hide it.
Well, not that he himself did it.
No,
but
his regime. Yeah. His regime did it.
Yeah, his regime.
His regime did
100%.
It. 100%.
100%. And you know what's so frustrating, Will, because you listen to these people. We said it yesterday. You know, after the day was done, I was disgusted because I truly thought, okay, they're going to come out and just give this strong case. And I feel like the Republicans did show the proof. But the problem is the Twitter people did not validate a single thing for them. And they did that intentionally and purposely, right? They kept saying, oh, I don't recall, not to my recollection. And then the Republicans would go, oh, really? Let's pull this out.
Yeah.
And they'd give them an example of how they
did it. Of them actually saying something and doing something.
Right. But because they didn't get them to break, because these people are heavily coached. They were heavily coached.
Yes.
They were told what to say and what not to say. When you say, I don't recall or not to my recollection, that means that later somebody could bring it up and you can go, oh, well, I just didn't remember it.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not
right.
That I lied.
That's right.
Intentionally.
I remember now.
Right.
But I remember now.
You do have one clip of Donald's who gets that Mr. Roth in a lie. Or catches him all of a sudden recollecting something, right? That Donald's didn't even ask him about.
Oh, yeah. He can remember details about all this other stuff, when it comes to the corruption, they can't remember any of that.
Right. Exactly.
Do you know how many tweets were actually flagged and taken down at the behest of the Biden team?
I wouldn't agree with the characterization of it as being at the behest of them. These tweets were reported and Twitter independently evaluated them under its rules.
But the email is very clear.
Yeah, listen to this. The email is very clear.
More to review from Biden team. The response 3 hours later at the bottom, hold this up real quick so you can see. The request at the bottom, it says, handled these. What does handled these mean?
My understanding is that these tweets contained non-consensual nude photos of Hunter Biden, and they were removed by the company under...
Hold on, real quick, Mr. Roth, how could you know so much about the content of these tweets? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, these are just web addresses. I don't know what's in these tweets. You have these things committed to memory that you know the content, but you don't know who you talk to at the Biden team?
Exactly.
Exactly.
You can remember all the details about this, but you don't remember who you talked to.
Yeah. The one thing that you did on behalf of Biden that was about Hunter Biden's naked pictures, you recall that. They didn't even ask him about it with such clarity.
Yes.
Right? But yet everything else, they can't remember. They can't recall.
Yeah.
Not to their recollection.
Yeah, they can't remember any of that.
And I like how they always change the wording of everything. You know, I wouldn't say the behest. Of course, you wouldn't say that because
he's defending the Biden crime family.
Right. And of course, you know, that's not how I would describe it, right? Of course, that's not how you would describe it because you're on the defense. It was so ridiculous, and the ridiculousness has continued on into today.
Yes, it really has.
Literally, Jim Jordan said this. He said, "The FBI is rotted at its core."
FBI, the Democrats, to its core,
and it's so true. I'm so sick of it, Will.
So we do have the phone line open if anyone wants to give us a call about this, 319-527-3453. We had some awesome callers call in yesterday. Call in. Tell us what you think. Do you think that the Democrats are right in saying that they don't need to fight for the First Amendment rights? Do you think that your First Amendment rights should go away? Because that's what the Democrats are pushing right now. The Republicans are actually fighting for your First Amendment rights, regardless on what political side you're on. the Republicans are actually fighting so that you could have the say-so to say whatever it is you want. But the Democrats are thinking otherwise. So I want to know, do you agree or disagree? Give me a call. The number is 319-527-3453. It's right there on the screen as well and in the comments.
And Will, you mentioned that the Democrats don't want to fight for the same protections of the First Amendment, correct?
Correct.
There's an article in the Epoch Times that really magnifies this point. It says, Democrats claim partisanship. Since the committee was announced, Democrats have sought to label it as a partisan effort. In a statement, the White House called the panel a political stunt that weaponizes Congress to carry out the priorities of the extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress. The White House claimed that it was Republicans who are weaponizing the government.
Oh my goodness.
Sitting here going, what? What? I mean, literally, it has been the Democrats that have Nancy Pelosi. Let's take the January 6th committee, for example. And in this article, it actually talks about that, right? But they literally did the January 6th hearing, right? They created the committee. So just like Jeffries for this weaponization committee, mm-hmm. he submitted names that he wanted on this committee, right? McCarthy had done the same thing to Pelosi. Pelosi rejected every single person that he requested to be on the committee and instead
she
installed
handpicked it.
the rhinos.
Yeah, she handpicked Cheney, Liz Cheney and Adam Kissinger.
The Kissinger, correct, right? Both who are Trump critics, hated Trump. So she did that on purpose. Here, though, McCarthy said, I'm not going to do that. You give me whoever you want on this committee other than, well, you know, certain people, and like Schiff, and I will honor it. And he did, right? So he put Raskin on there. Mm. He put AOC on there.
Bunch of idiots.
I mean.
But you know what? AOC, and I mentioned this yesterday, AOC is blatantly lying, saying that the Russian, that the Hunter Biden laptop is still Russian propaganda. She's still spilling that lie out there. She's saying that the story is not even true. She's still spewing that out there. There should be some penalties from them blatantly lying. She's literally lying. She's sitting in that chair lying to everybody. So if you're going to be on there lying, you should be removed.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
You should be removed. When there should be no question about it. It's no because they're politicians, they get the lie. No.
Yeah, because she said it was a half fake story about the Hunter Biden. There's not a single person in that room that at this point in time believes it's a fake story.
They
about
know
the,
it's a valid, they, right, they know it's a valid it. Story. That's the reason why they're having the hearings in the first
and
place.
And she knows it too, because guess what? She's a congresswoman. She gets the intelligence. She gets to go in that little Shift room and get the intelligence that all the rest of them did. That's exactly what Shift did. But then when he came out.
The Shift room.
Shift room. It's called a skip or whatever.
The Shift room. That's appropriate though. The Shift room. Because they go in with Shift and come out with Shift.
She came out and was totally telling lies. Right?
Right.
Contrary to what the intel actually gave. And this is a problem. And, you know, Raskin, you're talking about AOC getting on there, you know, talking, basically chastising the Republicans for having this committee, lying about what they're trying to do. And then Raskin also gets on there. And listen, he says that he said in his opening remarks that the hearing was a forum for conspiracy theories.
Oh my goodness.
And cited the now funked January 6th panel on which Raskin served was the model for bipartisanship. This committee is not.
Oh my goodness.
And that one was.
But he's on it.
But remember.
The rhinos were another one.
But remember, when we're talking about bipartisanship, Nancy Pelosi rejected
Jim Jordan,
who the Republicans wanted on it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, McCarthy working to have some bipartisanship accepted. They're such hypocrites. Yes. Such hypocrites.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. We have a phone call. Let's go to Chris from Ohio. Hey, Chris, thanks so much for the call.
Hey, Will. Appreciate you taking the call. But, you know, I look at it this way. Of course, Democrats don't want this to be looked at. I mean, the DNC has been in more control of this, you know, directly working with the FBI and different things. You know, that'd be taking a tool away from the Democratic Party at this point.
That's true. And you know, I was saying that the Democrats, it's to their benefit for all this corruption to take place, because then they can have, you know, valid, truthful stories be suppressed that will possibly, you know, cause them to lose a position or, you know, an election. So as long as you have the tech companies and the FBI purposely doing this, it's to their benefit, right?
Absolutely. And again, you know, you have two parties, you know, you might as well say two parties, Republican, Democrat. Obviously, there's independent. But, you know, the real scary thing is at this point, you know, for the longest time, both parties had the same tools. Now, this is a tool and an advantage that can change the context and history of our country, period, because this way they can only allow their side or their truths to be told.
Yep.
You know, we don't live in China, and it's starting to feel like that, you know, if we're going to be okay with, you know, and even if this was Republicans doing it, it's just for principle. I wouldn't want them to do it any more than the Democratic Party's doing it. You know, we want to be able to, you know, have a path for the truth.
I mean, do you not think, though, that McCarthy allowing the people that they chose to be on the committee part of being more open to bipartisanship versus the Democrats who didn't allow it? They picked Republicans that thought just like them.
Yeah, that's why they had Liz Cheney and Adam Kissinger. But in this case, AOC is on this committee.
Yeah, so she's being heard. Their side
she's being
heard,
which is she's a complete imbecile.
And Nadler's in there.
And honestly, I agree with you, Will. I think that AOC hurts herself at the end. I mean, it doesn't take too many people to figure out half the time she really doesn't know what she's talking about.
Yeah, she doesn't. So, she's way out of her depth.
You know, look at her questioning the even back in the Trump eras, our border security, you know, sitting there testifying things about illegal immigrants that have already crossed into the country illegally, and she's talking about asylum, which is totally different. You know, that has to be done at the port. I mean, here's a person that's on, you know, that's in Congress that don't know something as simple as that, and they get down there and disrespectfully, you know, looks at our head of, you know, border security and acts like he's committing a crime. She doesn't even know how the laws work. It's just a scary situation.
It is.
With
and
some
then,
of the people that are up there.
Yeah, and then she has the audacity to say that the people that came into the country illegally broke the law, that it's racist not to give them voter rights.
Right.
I'm like, what?
Right.
What are you saying?
That right there alone, I mean, again, I mean, this is America. Yes. It does have its problems, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But clearly, this is still, with all its problems, the best country that has ever been. I mean, just for the fact that we can stand here and have these conversations and we can have personal opinions and vote to try to change things, to try to change people that are in Washington to get things done. You know, there's a lot to be said with that. And the more that people don't wake up and they continue to allow this, it's going to change right before us.
We're
and
actually
then it's
seeing
be too
it.
Late.
I think we're seeing it already happening. That we're seeing the change, and
I agree.
The change that they want to go from a capitalist country to a socialist communist country, and that's their main goal here. And once they do that, then they can just implement whatever tyranny, whatever demonic ideology that they want on, and impose their beliefs onto the rest of us. And if we don't comply, then they have other, you know, remove us from society.
I mean, just like the 86,000 IRS agents they want to hire.
87.
You know, if only 2% of us, you know, are the wealth of the country, Well, so you're saying that 86,000 are just going to be looking at that and looking at businesses? No.
No, they're going after the waitress. They're going after the waiters.
Yeah, you know that, that
I've seen that out today.
Yeah.
On the tips, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
It's like I said, it's scary because, you know, number one, the Democratic Party, they've done this forever. They play with people's emotions. They act like they're in an enduring position, you know, and they try to use feelings versus facts to mislead people in the wrong direction.
Yep.
And it's worked out well.
No, it's worked out very well. They've done it to black people.
They've mastered it.
They're doing it to older people. Hey, you're going to lose your Social Security because the Republicans are going to take away your Social Security. Not true, but they keep saying it.
Exactly.
You know, and black people, they're going to, and now they're saying that the Republicans want slavery to return when the Republicans never had slaves. Republicans never pushed for slaves. They're the ones that ended slavery. It was always and always has been and always will be. Slavery will be the Democrat Party.
Exactly. And, you know, unfortunately, the 50-year-old politician we have in office was not the best voter in civil rights, I promise you.
Right.
Very oppressive. So, you know, and unfortunately, that's what we have.
Yes.
But I not to get into another story, but I don't think that he's the leader anymore. He's the puppet, and others are pulling strings.
100%.
I think everyone's with you on that, even those on the left.
Right.
I mean, really, at this point, honestly, you know, his. I mean, if we want to talk legal and in all seriousness, his staff needs to be charged with elderly abuse. I feel like he's in medical dementia, and at this point, to put a man through what they're putting him through is it's horrific.
You know what? I was saying that before the election.
Yeah,
I said
the exact same thing.
I constantly would say that it's elderly abuse what they're doing to this dude. He should be relaxing, chilling somewhere. But they're doing the only reason why they have him there is because they can control him. They can care less. He can be completely brain dead, sitting in the chair.
Yep.
They don't care because they can control him. That's the same reason why they put Fetterman there, because he can be completely brain dead. They don't care. They'll tell him which lever to pull.
Which he was actually rushed to the hospital yesterday or today. Yeah, he was lightheaded and wasn't feeling well, and they thought maybe he was having another stroke. I'm just like, oh my gosh. But they don't care.
Really quick. Look at that. Where's Dianne Feinstein?
Yeah, exactly.
Where is she at?
She's holding a seat.
She's holding the seat, but as far as we know, she's croaked, right? But they don't care.
Yeah.
They'll vote for her.
Nope.
Yeah. I think they're trying to push it as far as they can with Biden. But even Nancy Pelosi the other day when she was asked about him running, she literally said, if he runs... And I was like, okay, so now we've shifted to
he will run.
Yep.
You know.
So.
Anyways.
Well, hey, Chris. Yeah,
I really think that they're going to, I think he's going to push because, you know, unfortunately, again, like I said, this is an older gentleman that suffers from dementia. But the one thing that's still in common from the time he was young, he loves the public eye. He loves the attention.
He wants a legacy.
Just the part of being important.
Yeah, he wants a legacy.
So, yeah, exactly. So I really feel like he's going to try to attempt it. But then again, it makes you wonder what's up the Democratic Party sleeve.
They got
something. I don't see anyone else that they have ready to go.
Newsom.
They're going to probably do Newsom.
Newsom. He's
been
But he's still another tyrant. Look how they destroyed California. And all they have to do is say, why would y'all want the rest of the country to look like California? It doesn't make any sense, right? So,
especially all the people are moving from California because of it.
Yeah, exactly. So why would y'all vote for the rest of the country be that way? So, I mean, whoever they pick, it's going to be pretty tough for them to, but then again, they may just do like they did with Katie Hobbs and Carrie Lake. I'm just saying.
And Trump.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yep. Well, for sure. Hey, I appreciate you and always love listening and watching.
Hey, appreciate it, Chris.
Great call. Thanks, Chris.
Take care. So, hey, everybody, if you're watching right now, the phone line is still open. Give me a call. And if you're watching a Rumble, do me a favor, hit that thumbs up. Or rather, if you're listening a Rumble, hit that thumbs up for me. Help me out because it helps with the algorithms. And for those that are listening on Facebook, hit the heart button. Hit the heart button. Because hitting the heart button really makes a difference. It really makes a difference. Show me some love on there. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah. And listen to this, Will. So to be continued with the hearing with Twitter, I know that they have some whistleblowers that they're hoping will come testify. Let's hope that happens and that these guys come forward. But listen to this, Will. The DOJ today fires back at Jim Jordan over Ray Garland subpoenas. Right? So the Department of Justice is firing back at Jim Jordan because he is issuing subpoenas for them to come testify about, attacking parents, going to school board meetings and such. Last week, Jordan subpoenaed Ray, compelling him to turn over documents and communications related to the FBI's misuse of federal criminal and counterterrorism resources to target parents at school board meetings. Jordan also subpoenaed Garland and Education Secretary Miguel Cardona for documents related to the same matter. Ray and them are saying that it is premature for him to send them these subpoenas because they say that they have offered to engage with the committee and provided information voluntarily. So they say this is all premature. Why is Jordan doing this?
Because Jordan has something. Well, because that's the only reason why he would do that.
Well, Jordan said this, and I do recall Jordan saying this before. His office told Fox News on Thursday regarding the letter, DOJ's response to was wholly inadequate, flawed, and ignores the last 2 years of requests from the committee. He said,
they're actually holding back.
And see, listen, this is the whole facade that they give, right? Like, oh, we're cooperating. Why are you subpoenaing us? Right. Well, because you're not cooperating.
So basically what it is the DOJ is putting it out there. So the liberal media will spew it saying the DOJ is cooperating. Right. Jim Jordan is doing another political stunt.
That's all
they're going to say. He's doing another political stunt when they're actually withholding information from the committee.
They sure are. It's absolutely ridiculous. And we know this is what they do. I mean, just like the Twitter execs, they're withholding information. When they say I don't recollect or I can't recall, they are withholding. And Will, you actually gave a perfect example of this earlier.
I did?
You said when we were doing our Lindell TV, you said that they're only going to tell the truth. They're not going to tell the truth until it's presented to them, right? And then they're going to go, oh, that's what you're talking about. Okay, okay.
Because our Lindell doesn't, we don't air live until 7 o'clock, right? 7 o'clock Central.
Right.
But while we were prepping for
it,
I brought up the point saying that they're going to continue to say that I don't recollect, I don't recall, I don't remember right now. I just don't remember. But when they present the truth, then they go, oh, yeah, now I remember. Or they'll say,
not going to be forthcoming, basically.
Or they will say, you know what? I see the information. I see the message board there. I see that's me saying it. I just don't remember saying it, though.
Or I don't recall that that's the exact way I meant it. Yeah,
I think you're taking it out of context.
Right? Oh, my gosh.
You know what? These people are just like grown children. Yeah. They're just like children.
We're not going to tell you. You're going to have to find it.
Yeah, you're going to have to find the truth. Unless you find the truth, I'm going to deny it.
That's exactly what you said earlier. No truth. We were talking about it.
Yeah. How was I saying? Because I said no truth. No proof, no truth. No proof, no truth. You know how they out in the streets, they go, no justice, no peace. Now they're down in the hallways marching around. No proof, no truth. No proof, no truth. That's exactly what they're doing.
So true. That's exactly the perfect example of what
proof,
is happening.
No
right
truth.
Now. Yeah.
I think I might title my broadcast at 8 o'clock
there
tonight.
There you go. You're welcome.
No proof, no truth.
Yeah. That's nice.
Sounds pretty good, right?
Sounds good. Listen to this, Will. Moving on, because we got a lot to talk about. We talked about, remember when we talked about the other day how, New York mayor is busing migrants up to Canada, right? Mm-hmm. They don't want to be in New York City anymore. He's not forcing them to, but he told them, anywhere you want to go, I'll buy the bus ticket, you can go. So some are going to Canada. But listen to this, Will. More migrants, this is a story on NBC News, more migrants are crossing the northern border into the U.S. as Mexicans fly to Canada and then head south. This is a perfect example of an invasion.
Wait a minute. I'm like hearing you say this, and I'm like, what? Read that one more time, okay. Because if I'm like, what did she say?
Yeah, listen to this. Migrants are crossing the northern border, so from Canada. Right, so they're flying from Mexico.
They're flying from Mexico to Canada
and crossing
and
into
coming
America
into America from
our
the
northern
north.
Border.
So
now.
Not only are we being invaded from the southern border, we're now being invaded from the northern border.
Exactly.
And Trudeau was like, oh, yeah, go ahead. Come on, fly on in, go ahead. There you go.
Says, listen to this. The number of migrants crossing the border from Canada into the U.S. is rising in one sector by more than 700% as more Mexicans desperate to get to the U.S. fly to Canada in an attempt to cross.
Why don't they just stay in Canada?
Why don't
they stay in Canada?
Yeah, why don't you stay in Canada? It's actually beautiful in parts of Canada.
It really is. But
they're liberal, but
you know, they don't want to stay there because Canada, kind of for the most part, they have Trudeau, right? But we have Biden. So why won't you just stay in Canada? What am I missing here?
One family recently stopped by Border Patrol in Vermont was carrying an 8-month-old baby, listen to this, Will, in -4 degree weather. A picture of the family shared by Customs and Border Protection on Facebook showed a man and woman carrying a 2-year-old baby in their arms in the snow. Apprehensions in the area where the family was found, known as the Swanton Sector, which includes sections of Vermont, New York, and New Hampshire, have increased to 1,146 from October to December of 2022.
So what's going
to
happen? All of the illegals that Mayor Adams in New York is putting on taxpayer buses, taking them to Canada because they're saying they want to go to Canada. Are they just going to turn right back around and come back? Because I know a lot of them, they're saying they're volunteering going to Canada, but it's still taxpayer dollars that's paying for them to go because they don't have jobs. They can't afford to do it. Are they going to come right back?
I just think it's crazy.
I don't know. It is crazy.
It says Mexicans are by far the leading nationality crossing into the U.S. in the Swanton sector, followed by Haitians, Guatemalans, according to the CBP. Crazy. Just crazy.
It is crazy.
You know, I mean, when we literally say there's an invasion, there's an invasion. I mean, they're coming by boat in boatloads to Florida. Literally, they're getting the boats and abandoning them. And, you know, what's his name? DeSantis is talking about like how they're trying to deal with the influx of people coming in these boats. They're trying to get rid of the boats. They're trashing the islands. It's crazy.
It is.
And here we send $950 million to Central America. Kamala just did this last week. In order to create economic
growth. Well, they haven't
growth.
Actually sent it, right?
Well,
they're proposing it.
No, they're giving it to them. It's not even a proposal. They
really?
Are giving it.
They're just going to give $950 million of our tax
dollars
to other countries.
To corrupt countries, by the way.
To corrupt countries.
And we've already given them, it was like $3.5 trillion or billion dollars. It was billion dollars. I take it back. And what did they do with that? Since we've given that, since they've come into office 2 years ago, has there been any economic growth? What's to make us think that the $950 million is going to add any economic growth? There's no accountability. That's the other problem. Just like with Ukraine, we're giving all this stuff to them, money, supplies. There's no accountability for it.
Yep.
None at all.
Hey, we got another phone call.
Okay.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Michigan.
Michigan. What's your first name?
Catherine.
Catherine?
Hi, Catherine.
Yes.
Hey, Catherine. from Michigan. What's going on?
I live on the north side of Detroit, where the Detroit River, the St. Clair River, and Lake St. Clair borders Canada. And they are coming across daily. They're stopping fishermen looking for illegals coming across. And they stopped it. It was a big Airbnb that they were housing these people in until they could get them sent off to other places.
Wow. So it's happening in other sectors as well. That's crazy to me. How can they not recognize this as an invasion?
It is. And I'd also like to know why nothing's being done about it and why nothing's being done about all the lies that are being told.
Well, you know, you're right. You know what? There should be a penalty when they lie. When these members of Congress, when they go up there and lie, to prevent them from lying, there should be a penalty.
I mean, right now the penalty is don't vote them back in. But their base believes in their lies. It feels good. Their lies feel good. And so they just keep reelecting them. They're uninformed voters.
I don't know if they're uninformed, but they believe the lies they're being told.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, they watch the news and they read, but they're believing everything that they're trying to research.
Well, you know what? And social media has a lot to do with that, too.
I don't even think people research.
You know what? People. I understand what Catherine's saying is because a lot of people are fed certain information. And even when you go on social media, the tech companies figure out by the algorithms and by different things that people like. So they figure it out. Okay, we'll send you this information and send you this information to only get you to believe certain things.
That is true.
And then that way, what happens is that these people that are easily manipulated, extremely those on the left, they believe all of the lies. And then when you present the truth to them, they have a problem with it. And then sometimes they want to get violent with you because they're like, that's not the truth. That's not the truth. And then when they don't want to hear it.
Yeah, we've put in articles out there that are 100% true. And Google will come back and tell us that we're misleading or telling a lie.
Or they'll go, this is harmful.
Oh, yeah. Or it's harmful.
Or it's harmful. What do you mean it's harmful? Yeah. What's harmful? An article is harmful?
The truth is harmful.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But the truth is harmful when you lie. Because it brings your lies to the forefront.
Yes, it is. It is horrifying and it's hurtful to those that don't want to believe the truth. Yep. But hey, Catherine, thank you so much for the call. And thank you for letting us know about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
interesting. You guys have a good night. I'm going to continue listening.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
So even in this article, it's the sad thing is it's more than that. It's more than just in that one sector. She just is witness to a border up there in Michigan.
Yes.
Experiencing an influx of illegals as well. It's sad. And of course, you know, I don't know. Michigan is a Democrat state. So is it because they're embracing them and they're not fighting them coming in? Because she's got Whitmer up there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And they're a sanctuary, right?
Oh,
aren't they? They're a sanctuary state?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're sanctuary unless Abbott or Ron DeSantis is sending them there. Then they're not sanctuary. What a bunch of hypocrites they are, right?
Yeah, isn't that true? That is so true. Well, listen to this. Well, I want to shift a little bit to overseas. Because the Kremlin, there's a lot going over in Ukraine and Russia. The Kremlin says that those behind the Nord Stream blasts must be punished. This is an article on Reuters. Listen to this. Well, it says, the Kremlin said on Thursday that the whole world should know the truth about the sabotage, the Nord Stream gas pipelines, and those responsible should be punished. After an investigative journalist said, get this, U.S. divers blew them up on the behest of the White House.
What did I say when the story first came out?
Yeah, we said it. We did say that.
I kept saying it because it wasn't to Putin's benefit. It would only hurt him to blow him up.
Why would he do it?
And then you have Biden, and I can't remember the lady's name, where they were actually putting threats out there before Russia invaded Ukraine, that if he invades Ukraine, that the pipelines would have issues. Yeah, they said this. Biden said it. And I can remember the, I think she was the defense secretary. I can't remember her role, but they literally came after and said that.
Yeah. And I think the only reason why Biden didn't claim doing it is because it would have been an act of war. Right. Because that means that we would have been, you know what I'm saying?
I guess Russia could have taken that as an act of war. But if they have proof,
I mean, they should take
if they have proof that it was military personnel that divers. Actually divers, U.S. Yeah. U.S. personnel divers blowing this thing up. It's still they can still say this was an act of war. They still can say that. And what's to stop Putin and say, OK, well, you did this to me. Well, guess what I'm going to do to you?
Yeah, well, there's a huge story right now on the U.S. Sun. And that is we already talked about how Russia was gearing up with 500,000 troops. Well, it's even bigger than that. Russia is building up a whole bunch of stuff on the Ukraine border. He has 500,000 soldiers. They're saying anywhere now from 300,000 to 500,000 new soldiers, 1,800 tanks, 3,950 armored vehicles, 2,700 artillery, you know, where they can shoot missiles from. Mm-hmm. Rocket launchers, 810, fighter jets, 400, and helicopters, 300. Ukraine has been monitoring the military buildup as they continue to plea with the West for more support. Zelensky actually hailed the UK for support. He was in there yesterday, but he said it's not enough. He is still calling for fighter jets, which at this point Biden has refused to give him.
But he did with the tanks.
But he said the same. You're right.
Yeah, he said no for the tanks, and then he says yes for the tanks. Love me, they love me not. Love me, they love me not. Tank
is love me not. Tank. Okay, now love me.
Tank and no tank. Jet fighters. No yeah. Jet fighters. Okay, jet fighters.
So the new assault is feared to be much bigger than the first wave, which stormed across the country towards Kyiv almost exactly 1 year ago. They're thinking that he's going to have another rush on the anniversary of the war. So,
and that's what, February
24th?
Yeah, it's getting ready to come up, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's like February 24th or something like that.
It's getting ready to come up. 1 year
in. Can you believe it's already been a year?
That's crazy. They've been having all this total chaos. And you know what? I've said this to people. I said the war would have been over with a long time ago. But the only reason why it's not over with, because we keep funding it. 100%. There would have been lives saved had the Biden regime never got involved. If Biden would have stayed out of it, lives would have been saved.
Yeah. And, you know, just like we're helping Ukraine, we've already told people before that Iran is helping Russia, mm-hmm. right? So Iranian drones appear to contain modified explosives designed for maximum damage to Ukrainian infrastructure. So it does appear that Iran is modifying attack drones it's providing to Russia so the explosive warheads can inflict maximum damage on infrastructure targets inside Ukraine. That article is on CNN Politics.
I truly believe they're trying to.
This is escalating.
They're trying to take us into World War III.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot 100%. Of people, and I've said this before, they want us to go into World War III because this is the World War. If we go into World War III, this gives them every reason to cause everybody, every nation on the planet to come in and fall in line with the One World Order. Because a World War III would be crazy destruction. The loss of life would be unseen that we've never seen before. And we know this because we have nukes on the planet now. So if that were to happen, the United Nations would kick in and they're waiting for it. They're wanting it. And they want it to happen now. They want it to happen now.
Yeah, and listen, we have new information on the Chinese spy balloon. They said it contained technology to monitor communication signals. The Biden administration has determined that the suspected Chinese surveillance balloon traversed the United States last week was operating with electronic surveillance technology capable of monitoring U.S. communications, according to a senior state official. He says it was capable of conducting intelligence collection operations and was part of a fleet that had flown over more than 40 countries across five continents. We know the PRC used these balloons for surveillance. High-resolution imagery from U2 flybys revealed that the high-altitude balloon was capable of conducting signals intelligent collection operations. And, you know, a weather balloon's not going to have those capabilities.
No. No, not at all.
Right.
And then they put out the story that, well, this is the left saying it. Well, the military cut off any communication from the balloon so it can gather any data. They cut it off, but yet the balloon is still making turns directions from China.
China.
We have that audio clip from, I think it was Japan, was it, where they were talking about
Yes, we do have the audio clip where they were talking about, this was actually on the Communist News Network, but let's take this phone call first and then I'll play that audio clip. We got Susan from Tennessee. Hey, Susan, thank you so much for the call.
Hey, Will. Hey, Shannon. I couldn't help it. I'm sorry. When I heard Catherine talking, and I live in Tennessee, but I know exactly what she's talking about. In downtown Detroit. I'm actually from Detroit, Will, and I lived there most of my life. But if you go to downtown Detroit, they have the Ambassador Bridge, which crosses right into Windsor. So when she said that about them coming over, I'm just like, that's blowing my mind because, you know, there was a time when you couldn't even get over the Ambassador Bridge if you had something in your trunk that you didn't claim in customs, you know what I'm saying?
So, oh, is that right?
That's crazy. But another thing, Will, now, and I have to ask you this, Will, it's been bugging me all day long, you and Shannon, but I heard or I seen something on social media, and it was a conservative site, and I'm not going to say which one, but they had mentioned something about, like World War III, okay? And it does scare me, but is it true, okay, if we were to get into a World War III, and let's just say it was before the election, does that mean that, okay, how it was worded was that if there's wartime, a sitting president cannot be removed. So I don't know. Are they talking about, like, you can't impeach them, or are they talking about you can't have an election for another president, you have to keep who's in there? I mean, have you ever heard of that?
Yes, the way I understand is that if there's an actual war during the time when there's supposed to be elections, the sitting president can technically call martial law, because if we have war with inside of our company and there's destruction going on, The reason for it is that the sitting president needs to get everything in order because they already have everything. They already have all the intel. They're already ahead in the game, per se. This is the idea, right? But we all know Joe Biden is like not ahead in anything. He doesn't even remember where he is half the time. But they technically could call martial law, the way I understand it. And then they can postpone elections until they say the war is over. And if they do that, the war will never end. Because look how they're keeping this war going on in Ukraine. And like I said, the war would have been over in Ukraine had we never got involved. So they're going to continue that. And if it happens here, they'll continue it indefinitely.
Well, the reason I asked, Will, and because I'm thinking, do you think that the Democrats would literally start a World War III to keep Biden in office?
Yes. I believe that they would start a World War III so that they can retain power. Biden is just a figurehead. They're controlling Biden. He's pretty much brain dead. And they're having him say stuff and go out and speak, but they're doing everything for him in the background. He's, like I said, he's pretty much brain dead. And I can see them going to the extent, because they cannot allow President Trump to come back. They will go scorch earth to prevent President Trump from returning, because they know President Trump, day one, he'll come back in there and he'll start undoing all of this tyrannical stuff that they've been doing to our country. They can't have that. And you even have the United Nations, the WEF, the entire globalist system. They don't want Trump to return, because President Trump, he'll pull us right back out of the Paris Climate Agreement. He'll pull us right back out of the TPP that Biden put us right back in. He'll stop all this stinking Green New Deal crap that they've been pushing onto us. They know that he will put America back on the right track, away from this globalist one world order. And they will go scorch earth to prevent that from happening, my opinion. Now, I hope and I pray that I'm wrong, but you see it too. You see it too.
Yes, I do. And it's sick, Will. It's sick. It's sick. You know, I'm sorry. I just, when I seen that today, I thought, I wonder if anybody else has ever thought about that. And then it just kept digging at me. But, Will, I appreciate you answering my question, you and Shannon, so I'll let you go because I want to listen to what the rest of what y'all have to say, okay?
Cool. Thank you so much, Susan.
All right, you're welcome. Have a good night, both of you.
You too. Take care. So I see you over there doing some investigative reporting over there, right? You're looking it up.
I was looking at war powers of the president, and it doesn't say anything about specifically about elections, but it's kind of long, so I was trying to read through it real quick, and I tried to do one of the little searches.
Yeah, but we know that everyone knows that they can call martial law. That's why I brought that up. Mm-hmm. They could call martial law. Because think about it. If one of our cities in America gets hit with a nuke, per se, I don't want it to happen, we would be full on into a war. And then if that war goes on for 6 months, and then because if it starts now and it goes on until next year even, and then we're going into the elections, right? Trump could be out there campaigning. If Ron DeSantis decides to, he could be out there campaigning. Mike Pence, your boy, he could be out there campaigning. And Biden could say, well, we're going to call martial law because we need people to concentrate on, you know, building stuff and working on this war effort, and we're going to have to postpone the elections. They could very well do that.
So I looked up martial law in times of, it says this is under the U.S. Department of Justice and Office of Justice Programs. It doesn't mention elections. Mm-hmm. It says martial law involves the temporary substitution of military authority over civilian rule and is usually invoked in time of war, rebellion, or natural disaster. There is nowhere in martial law where it discusses elections specifically. And then it just talks about military authority over civilians. And then also in where it, the U.S. 47 U.S. Code for War Powers of the President, it does not mention martial law or elections either. So I need to find out where that might be, because it's not in these two locations. And I just want to find a more accurate answer to that, and we'll get back to that. Maybe I'll bring it up tomorrow and see what I find.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. But it's always been my understanding that they could call martial law in time of crisis like,
you know,
that.
There's some wording in here where I could see maybe, you know, some things are suspended, but it doesn't specifically say elections. So I need to look into it. I'll get back to you guys on that tomorrow.
Sounds good.
So listen to this, Will. China.
Did you want me to play that audio clip?
Yeah. Let's play this.
Yeah, because I know some people are going, well, what about the audio clip?
Yeah, we're talking about the the balloon again, you know, they found out that it did have communication capabilities to, and listen to this. This video talks about why we should be concerned about balloons flying over our
airspace. Yep.
This Chinese propaganda video, released just days ago during the Lantern Festival, shows the military muscle of China's People's Liberation Army. The PLA promising to reunite with Taiwan, planning to build a bullet train across the Taiwan Strait, pledging to take control of this island of almost 24 million, bringing the self-governing democracy under communist control. One of the Chinese military's tools, high-altitude balloons. They've been testing them for years, as this 2018 video shows. The U.S. shot down this suspected Chinese spy balloon last week. Beijing calls it a civilian weather balloon. They gave the same explanation to CNN on Monday for a second balloon over Latin America. CNN obtained images of similar Chinese balloons hovering over Taiwan in recent months, including this one on New Year's Eve and this one a few months earlier. At least four balloon sightings in the last 2 years, says Su Zuyun, director of Taiwan's Institute for National Defense and Security Research. He says the island's relatively small size, about the same as the state of Florida, gives Taiwan's military limited time to intercept balloons or even shoot them down.
Why do these Chinese balloons pose such a threat?
The spice balloon across to Montana State, a very important ICBM site of the United States. If Beijing try to conduct a so-called first strike, it will destroy enemy's ICBM site first. So such data is very helpful for POA to organize.
Su says balloons can capture high-resolution images of sensitive sites, like those missile silos in Montana, potentially making China's ICBMs more accurate. Taipei says Chinese spy balloons should not be tolerated by the international community. Last year, dozens of civilian drones from China captured videos of Taiwanese military outposts. Soldiers responded with rocks and flares, managing to shoot at least one drone down. Taiwan's defense ministry says 121 Chinese military planes flew near the island just last month. And there are balloons almost identical to the one that was flying over the United States for a week that were actually hovering over the presidential office here in Taipei. So imagine, Aaron, if that had happened and this thing was hovering over the White House. And experts here in Taiwan are telling us that these balloons can be weaponized. They can put supplies in them. They could potentially put bombs in them. So this is, you know, a lot more, some might say sinister, for lack of a better word, than just a civilian weather balloon.
This was on the Communist News Network where he's saying this is probably more sinister.
Yeah, I was just like listening to that going, say, listen, it's not a mistake that that balloon flew over those, what do they call
missile
them?
Missile silos.
The missile silos. Because that is an actual target China will try to hit first if they want to attack America.
Yeah, take them out.
It shouldn't be tolerated. He's 100% correct. It should not be. And this is Taiwan.
And Biden allowed it to cross the country.
Sure did.
Allowed them to gather all the data that they wanted to get before they shot it down.
It's
and mad. They were automatically sending the data back to China. And you still have these highly ignorant leftist people saying the military shut off the communication. If they shut off the communication to it, then how were they still able to maneuver it?
Yeah.
The thing should have just been blowing every which way in the wind, but it didn't. It was purposely going over these locations.
Yeah, and listen to this, Will. This is one more thing I want to talk about on China. It says China gears up to shoot down U.S. drones. So drones continue to move toward the center of the U.S. warfare, emerging as a major spending priority and a go-to solution for almost every defense challenge, most especially in a conflict with China. networked drone swarms proved decisive in a recent Air Force simulation of a Taiwan Strait conflict. They broke through China's anti-access area denial efforts and ensured U.S. victory. Okay, that was in a simulation. So China, in response, they are now, it says a highlighted November air show showed that a LW-30 laser defense system created by China is a drone killer. It's going to kill that drone that we have now created to bypass their anti-access, and now they're saying they have some to combat it.
Doesn't surprise me.
It sure doesn't. Before we go, I want to talk about one more thing, and that is Manchin. Manchin is...
Oh, man.
He's really upset right now with Biden.
Because he got swindled.
He got swindled. You are right. Senator Joe Manchin is reportedly livid with how President Biden has begun implementing the IRA, the Inflation Reduction Act, the major Democratic legislation that was signed into law after the senator from West Virginia pledged to support it. Because remember, it almost wasn't going to pass, but Manchin got behind it.
Yep, because of some backdoor under
and
the
so
table.
So they couldn't do a filibuster or anything, so it got passed. Even though Manchin pledged support for the bill after months of debate and party members and the president on proposed legislation, Politico reported Thursday he has been raising hell on Capitol Hill over how Biden administration is rolling it out. In a blistering statement, the lawmaker torched Democrats who view the act as a vehicle to climate change rather than how he wanted to interpret it, the energy securing measure. He called their perspective bull. Can I cuss?
No.
BS. And accuse them of seeking to starve Americans out of energy. Come on now, Manchin. Did you really believe that it wasn't a climate change bill? Because you're an idiot if you believe that. Because the rest of us all knew it was.
I think he's just trying to show face. I didn't know they were going to do this. Vote me for me again. I didn't know they were going to do this. Don't vote me out. I didn't know they were going to do this. Really? Yeah. He knew exactly what was going on.
It says he's livid about how the party's president, Biden, and his administration are rolling out the party line bill that served as the crowning achievement for both men. And he's particularly peeved at a delay in new guidelines on who gets the law's generous electric tax credit. The piece explained that Manchin has introduced a bill to halt the credits until Treasury Secretary Yellen implements strict requirements for electric vehicle battery sourcing, as he has been seeking a way to use the credits to boost U.S. manufacturer rather than overseas made vehicles. So now he's fighting against the very bill that he got behind. Isn't this crazy?
Yeah, that says a lot about him.
He's saying that the Biden administration is acting like they have to give $7,500 to every person so they'll buy a car, which he says is crazy and ludicrous for the federal government to think that. He said, I just totally and absolutely am disagreeing with what they're doing.
He should have never done it in the first place, but...
But it's in chaos. This is just what they do. They wrote a bill. They didn't know how they were going to implement it. They didn't discuss who's going to get it, how they're going to get it. They just said, this is what we want to do. Kind of like the thing, we'll pass it and we'll deal with it later. And now they're fighting amongst themselves over how to actually roll this out and get it done. But anyways.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Please go to UniteAmericaFirst.com. Support me today. Please sign up for the newsletter. I'll put them in the description. If you don't see it there, just go to UniteAmericaFirst.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Please, I need your support as well. anything, everything is a blessing. Need your support to continue to bring this information. You know we're bringing you information that a lot of people don't ever talk about. So please consider going to UniteAmericaFirst.com today and supporting the efforts that we do here to bring you the information. With that said, we'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless everybody.
Tomorrow, 5 p.m. Central.
Absolutely.